Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face like an egg, and I don't play well with others. Today we're going to talk about strong women. Now, do I mean physically strong? No. A lot of guys like strong women that go to the gym and do CrossFit and that kind of thing. I've dated one. I met the last girl that I had a longer term relationship with. She was a CrossFitter. She was six pack and muscles, but she still had all the nice curves too. I kind of appreciated it. Are we talking about mentally strong, like intelligent? No. And no, I think a lot of guys like intelligent women. Matter of fact, a lot of us almost would appreciate that. Good example, my ex was a microbiologist with a PhD. So, what does it mean when we say we don't like strong women? Somewhere along the line, women said, men don't like strong women. And what they really kind of should have probably said is, men don't like to date witches. We don't like to date women that are going to henpeck and control and want to fight for the power in a relationship. Because if both people get along well and both people are kind of like, eh, what do you want to do today? We did what I did yesterday. We'll 50-50 the decisions, big decisions. We talk about it a little bit. They seem to have the best relationship outcomes, at least according to studies. And I read a study on it, but it was very long. And I forgot to keep the link, so I lost it. And then the hardest relationships or the next level up of failure relationships where one person is very over-the-top strong and the other one is very subservient. And then the one that does the worst out of all of them is two people struggling for control constantly. Well, when you're a guy, when you're a man and you are kind of leader of your own realm or doing your own thing, it's very hard, or it shouldn't be done, to slip into the subservient role. But I'm going to read a couple of our arguments how most often than not, or more often than not, men slip into the secondary role in a relationship without even realizing it, because women end up ultimately leading the way because they want to get their way. And if a guy doesn't hold his frame and doesn't stay strong about what he needs in the relationship, he will quickly slip to second place. A good way to think about this is if you look at for you younger guys, well, Rick and Morty. Look at Jerry. Jerry is a spineless wimp. He is the husband of everybody. As a matter of fact, his wife has pretty much openly said she wants a divorce from him. And there's an episode where they turn into monsters and he's like a worm. You look at something like Family Guy. Peter Griffin is stupid, but his wife is the one always trying to wrangle him in and make sure that the family does the right thing, and she's the problem solver. Same thing when you go all the way back to the Honeymooners in the 1950s, or you go back to the Simpsons that have been around for now, what, almost 30 years. You look at trope after trope, and it's the dumb men that are yes men. Whenever the wife puts her foot down, they have to say it. So let's read the article. You'll see a little bit what I'm talking about here. In the last article, we're going to talk about the last paragraph, because a woman writes an article saying, "Hey, men are supposed to want smart women. They're intimidated by smart women." But then she also says, "Because we're strong," and that's not the way it goes. Yes, dear. Henpecked husbands and one-sided relationship dynamics. This is a little bit older. It's like 4 years old, but it's still a good example. Yes, dear, is the characteristic phrase of a one-sided relationship dynamic where women functions as the boss of the relationship and the men is said to be henpecked or whipped. This is a common portrayal of marriage on TV or in jokes, but it also underlies a lot of real relationship advice for men. It's a problem because taking it to heart can leave men unable to stand up for themselves in relationships. Now, you might say, well, this sounds like it's about weak men that don't stand up for themselves. But when you get into a relationship with a woman, and once you're married, and you realize, if I pull out of this and I go on my own way, I'm at risk of losing half my stuff. Or if you say, I have kids, and if I decide to walk, not only am I shamed for leaving the family behind, not only am I shamed for walking out on her, but I'm also going to maybe lose access to my kids. So I'm stuck. And then what's the easiest way to get through the fights and the arguments and everything else is just, yeah, okay, all right, fine. And I've also done a video on this, how women admit they will use this, and they will use this tactic as well as withholding marital intercourse as a way to control men. So they continue on. Stories and jokes aren't obligated to portray healthy relationships, but in light of these portrayals, and especially in the serious advice, men, particularly young men, need to learn that this is not ideal and certainly not inevitable in a relationship. It's likely we're not as concerned about teaching men to stand up for themselves in relationships due to the history of men being head of household, but that's largely a thing of the past. Let's think about this, and they're going to give some examples, so I may end up mentioning an example they use. How many times have you heard, happy wife, happy life? Or, oh, he's in the doghouse because he messed up. Or, he's the one that has to go down and sleep the couch. If you watch TV, women will be like, when the guy does something wrong or that she doesn't like, it may not necessarily be wrong, but when he does something that she doesn't like, she hands him the blankets and stuff. She hands him the blankets and stuff, and he ends up going to have to sleep on the couch. It's always the man that is in the wrong, so to speak. So they say examples, real life. President Obama's marriage advice to men is do whatever she tells you. But to women, he opens with a self-depreciating comment about how long his wife has been putting up with him and says it takes about 10 years to train a man properly. So you got to be patient with him because he'll screw up a bunch. But eventually we learn. It just takes a little longer. We're not as smart. Michelle's been very patient with me. Another example. Just a joke, they say, actually. Just a joke, perhaps. It's a common one, not considered crude, unlike most jokes judged sexist against women. It's seen from a respectable and influential figure. I can really see some young men taking this seriously. Girl power advocate Amanda Marcotte mentions another example from Obama, a joke that he quit smoking because I'm scared of my wife, and notes that the idea of a man child paired off with a mommy wife has become quite a cultural phenomenon. Even if you aren't worried about these jokes, it's clear that some people do seriously suggest this dynamic as ideal, necessary for a relationship to last, or inevitable, sometimes semi-jokingly. Haha, yeah, but seriously. One newspaper article reported advice from a man after 60 years of marriage. He says, as long as you agree with a woman, you'll be all right. I know the best answer is always yes, dear. There's a reason why this is a trope, and this still relates back to a, quote, strong woman. Because if you do stand up for yourself, and if you do not put up with this, and you do have a backbone, this is not acceptable to you. It's not going to be acceptable in a relationship. So why don't men want strong women? Because they know this is coming. Because we know that somebody's got to take control. And it's either going to be a constant fight of who gets the power dynamics in the relationship, or we know we're going to have to step back and she takes the lead. Because if we step up and take the lead, all of a sudden we can be accused of being overbearing, of too harsh, of uncaring, of being cold. But when a woman does the same thing, you see, it's called being strong. I'll do just a little bit more on this. Some celebrities say, here's the secret to a happy marriage. Do what your wife tells you, says Denzel Washington. The first rule is that I make her feel like she's getting everything. The second rule is that I actually do let her have her way in everything, says Justin Timberlake. And she's always right, even when you don't always think that's the case. Make her feel like it is. Trust me, Adam Levine. All right, so if you ask me, there are some problems with this. So we can see where this is kind of heading. But if you're a strong guy, if you're a guy that is self-confident and knows what he wants and isn't going to bow down to pressure outside of this, a strong woman is not going to work for you. Someone has to give. And when it's the man, women lose attraction for the man. When it is the guy that leads the way, a woman can say, well, I don't like that. But those are the relationships that have, throughout history, seemingly at least, lasted the longest. I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to define what it's like to date a strong woman, written by a strong woman, Emily Rodden. She says, what it's like dating the strong woman. Now tell me what part of this sounds like something you'd like to get involved with, fellas. Let me zoom this up just a little bit for us. Okay, this won't be your typical relationship. Well, I'm out already. You lasted a sentence. It won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. She's comfortable being alone. In fact, she prefers it. She craves her space and her freedom. People are drawn to her personality. She's quick to make friends, but also quick to cut people out. She doesn't let people in easily, but you see, it's because she had to have it that way. I'm okay with this so far. I could even say I'm kind of the same way. It will take time, but she will let you in. She's been through things most people haven't, and those experiences have shaped her to be the woman she is today. She wasn't handed things on a silver platter, and she doesn't expect that to happen now. She won't expect you to do things for her. She won't wait for you to open the door. This may frustrate you, but she still was built this way. Something happened to her that taught her to never need somebody, because at the end of the day, the only person that's guaranteed to be there is herself. I'm still okay with this. This could relate to me. I don't need anybody giving me anything. She won't share her emotions with you right away. She doesn't wear her heart on her sleeve. Her emotions are and always have been hers. She's used to that. She doesn't like for others to see her when she's vulnerable or when she's hurting. She doesn't want people's sympathy. Okay? I'm still on board, and we're almost all the way through this, so maybe I don't have any problems with this after all. She'll be stubborn. Oh, well, okay. She's used to doing what she wants to do when she wants to do it without needing anyone else's permission. She knows who she is and what she wants, and nothing will stop her from achieving her goals, not even you. She's determined and won't let anyone get in the way of that. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like you actually want a partner or even anyone around you, and that you're going to steamroll anybody else that tries to have, you know, anything to do with your life. She continues on. She may be too strong for you at first. Well, I'm not hearing a lot of fun in this relationship yet. Oh, but don't worry, that's just her outer shell. The walls she has built up to make sure she doesn't get hurt. She doesn't let people in because she's afraid of what will happen when they leave. She's independent. It took a lot of work and a lot of tears for her to get to where she is now. She'll want things her way. Okay. Now imagine this was twisted around. I am a guy, and we're going to do things my way. Because I'm strong. And I'm going to be stubborn. And if you don't like it, I don't need you. I don't know too many women that would be clamoring to go out on a date with me. Maybe it's just me. I'm just guessing. They continue on with a couple more sentences, but you got the point. And then here's the last article that I was just going to touch on. And this actually reviews an article that I did in several videos ago where it says, it's not just you. Studies show good men are harder to find. Okay, so good men are harder to find. And I talked about that women only want to date up, but because they're making more money and because they are graduating college with advanced degrees higher than men at a higher rate, they're looking around, and as more women do better, there are more men that are below them, so to speak. Now, we're not really below them, but that's their perception of us. And there are fewer men that are a better catch. So if women are more successful than 80, we'll just generally speaking here, if all women were more successful than 80% of men, well, those women only want to be with the top 20% men. They don't want to date somebody down. I've talked about this. It's hypergamy. It's part of genetics. But the part about this is she reviews this article, just like I did. And I'll leave these all linked below if you want to read them. But here's where I'm just going to read the last paragraph, because in this article, she says men are intimidated by smart women. And she said men can't handle strong women. But after you read the article, you realize something. A, yeah, she's smart, I suppose, but she's also very condescending, and strong is really code for being a witch. Here's her last paragraph. But before you get discouraged, and she's talking to women about being discouraged, about not being able to find enough good men. She says, but before you get discouraged and throw your phone in a river, this unfortunate situation is not a reflection on us, smart women. Studies are literally telling us it's not us, it's them, it's the men. While we may never understand why men are the way they are, we can agree to not let these proven idiots influence our own self-worth. Not that there's a silver lining to this official realization that men are trash, but take comfort in knowing that getting an education is one more thing to add to the list of things women are doing in greater numbers and faster than men. It's exceptionally condescending. Now, like I said, I'll leave links to these, and these links have links to other links, and you can kind of go down a rabbit hole with this. But the whole point is that women can have it two ways in a relationship. Number one, they can date a beta, kind of forgiving, weak man if They are determined to drive the relationship and be in charge. They can send the man on out to the couch when he goofs up and he will go. She can complain and nitpick and pick on him for everything he does, and he will say, no problems. He will acquiesce. And the problem is, though, that when she meets Alpha Dude at the gym, who's a strong personality and knows what he wants and he's aggressive and he goes for it and he drives for it, that's the guy she wants to actually be with. That's the guy she wants to sleep with. And you know what's funny? Were she heavily or strongly enough attracted to this very strong guy, she, one of two things would happen. Either she would take the back seat, or he would tell her to screw off and he would have nothing to do with her. That's how it goes. Now, can both people be in a relationship where they communicate well and have a healthy back and forth and agree, hey, this time, okay, you get dinner this time, but next time it's my choice. Or, hey, I'll do the dishes. Next time you got to get them, or next time I cook. You can have fun with that. You can play around with the dynamics. And some of you guys might say, hey, I'm the man and it's going to be my way or the highway. You do you. And I'm sure you can find somebody that's willing to go along with that. But at least be understanding that a strong alpha male can love and care for and support and cherish and protect a woman that is his equal or lower. But a man cannot support and protect and love and provide and feel like he's still a man when he has to be a yes man and subservient to a woman. And the women will not find him attractive because he's willing to take the back seat. And if you think about this, this is true in so many things. How many times when women watch their fantasy romance stuff, or you read any of these romance novels, not that I have, but I mean, I've heard women talk about it. Or you watch like 50 Shades to Gross, or I mean 50 Shades of Grey. When you watch that, the guy is, he's rich, he's successful, he's attractive, but he's also domineering. Dominant, strong. It's his way or the highway. If you don't like it, get out. Well, there's, I don't know how many copies of that book have sold, but it was like basically the adult entertainment for women that wanted to read this kind of thing. They made movies out of it. I unfortunately watched a movie on a date. I regret it drastically because I thought it was going to be a little more spicy and not so weird. But anyway, the whole point is, though, that women like the dominant guy. They like the guy that says, look, here's what's going to happen. We're going to do this, and it's going to be charged with electricity and hot and heated, and you're gonna love it. Women like that. But if a woman doesn't and she wants to be the strong, independent one, it's gonna be a fight. And guys just don't want the fight. They just don't want to wrestle for the control. So you either get a good strong man you can follow behind, or at least even with, or if you're gonna be the strong, independent woman and you have to charge the way, you're going to get a weak man that doesn't really stand up for himself and is okay tagging along. Either way, I think the strong women lose because they're going to get basically a servant that is a husband, or they're going to have a beta guy that they find weak and effeminate and they're not going to be attracted to. If a woman at least looks at a man as an equal, they're going to be okay. And if the guy's in charge and she provides him with the love, the attention, the intimacy, and everything he needs, he will be more than happy to protect her, to look out for her, to watch her, and to care for her. With the dating dynamics the way they are, good men are getting hard to find. Not because women are strong or so much smarter or anything else. It's because they have their sights unrealistically set on expectations that are too high. And the men that provide a lot of value, that are strong men, that won't put up with this, have decided it's not worth the fight. They are just going to walk away from dating. They're not going to participate. They don't have the energy for it. And they get to be kings of their own castle without having to become the court jester in a queen's castle. That's just the way it's going today. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And I'll leave it there. Oh, and check out my older videos. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you can lead, you can follow, or you can get the heck out of the way. But the only way that strong women are going to win is if they stay alone and do their own thing, because no man of worth is going to follow and carry her coattails for her.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.